I have been struggling for 2 days to write an article. This is not normal for me, and I have been a little worried. Yesterday in my Three Wishes workshop I did the exercise that drives up what you can see in the world, so much so, that you don't believe it is there, you don't believe that you can have it. It was hope for me. I am not sure if it's the election, if it's the funny videos I watched about Trump, if it is my last office hours experience. I don't know, but suddenly I had no hope, I saw no possibility for humankind, or for me. It snuck up on me. Maybe observing my teacher going berserk on hate. Maybe me hating him for it. Bad stuff has a tendency to sneak up on you, and destroy you, like cancer. By the time you notice, it is almost late. I see that with clients. The earlier you catch it, the faster and easier it is to melt it. So self-awareness is important. My first clue was the drop, significant drop in my sales numbers. Then I noticed that I'm adjusting my prices. Dropping to next to nothing, as if that would be a good thing. I increase the number of hours I make myself available. I have developed a chronic neck ache, I am overworked. All symptoms, I, somehow, lost hope that anything can make a difference. Like cancer, this can be melted away, because like cancer, this kills life from the inside. In that Three Wishes workshop we found the cancer-like agent that is killing your life. Some people have just one, most have many. I said cancer-like, not cancer per se. There is a technology to help the missing item to reappear. Or sometimes make its first appearance in your life. It is, at least, on the surface, something, again, a similarity with cancer, is, the cure is harder than the cancer. Most cancer cures kill the patient. But it is only appearances. The technique is to see, or granted if you don't, the missing item to everyone you speak with. For while it will be like you are lying. But yesterday we tested in the group, and when you told others that they were big, or secure, or that they had faith, they looked and they found it in themselves, and they were lit up. I felt a special case. I really could not see that others have hope. No matter how hard I looked. And I had no one to talk to. So I was here, just moping, and decided to watch a YouTube video on belly fat. LOL. Of all things. And the base video was interrupted by a commercial about what dirty water does to 620 million people, mostly children, in the world. And it was clear to me that those people at Charity Water have hope. Much like Viktor Frankl could have hope in the midst of a concentration camp. And the ones that didn't died. So it is my job to create my hope, for humanity and for me. For my life. I can use the energy of the hope those Charity Water people have, those getting clean water have. Whether you hope for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, or forever is immaterial. As long as you have hope, it gives meaning to your life. And that can make the biggest difference. Without looking forward to a better future, you are depressed. Aimless, hopeless, lost. Miko, who helps me create the best content you've ever had. Both on the computer and on the mobile app, was also in the workshop yesterday. He got the hopelessness bug, like I did. And qua, I think it was, a good workshop. It was also very confronting. The missing item exercise was like F. Common, most uncomfortable, and it stirred up a lot of SHT, including concerns about how to do it right, about how people will take it, what they'll think or say, etc. Granted, I just recalled that it's new moon, so that may have been a factor. Also, the recent few days brought other powerful insights and experiences which I haven't quite digested yet, a lot to handle. I found myself confused and resisting, maybe even beating myself up on some level, and trying to distract myself with TV and food. But today is a new day. I'll download the days of power, and I bet processing the call will bring me some clarity. And crot. My experience has been that there is no such thing as a smooth ride, when it comes to growth. As Dr. Schultz famously says, when you get a cold, and you allow it to go its course, and don't take any medication, the immune system goes into house cleaning mode and does a 150% job. In addition to what causes a cold, it also finds the stray cancer cells and attacks them. If you didn't allow those cancer cells to clump and grow into full-blown cancer, just scheduling regular colds can keep you cancer-free. Weird idea, but it works. By the same token, if this is true for cancer and immune system, and it is, then it may be also true for your emotional, spiritual, intellectual system, you can kick it into overdrive so it does a lot of work in a short amount of time. Me having gotten on that class reunion call was a lot like getting a call. I suddenly got aware of my hate, my depression, my hopelessness, and have an opportunity to clean house. One of the best remedies I know is learning to tell the difference between noise and something important to listen to. I teach that in the Amish horse training method. What exactly? Your relationship to noise, the mind saying nasty things about you or others, is either one or the other, either resisting it, because you want to be positive, or completely becoming a doormat, and take it in. The Amish horse training method tells you to allow it to be noise, maybe annoying, but not more than noise. I can hear everything that I don't like without resistance, without reacting to it, just allowing it to be noise. Whether it is about me, about politics, about politicians, the weather, about other people. I can allow it to be just noise. And that will probably allow hope to move back into my psyche again. To get the Amish horse training, go to www.yourvibration.com/Amish. It has trained my most effective students. That's why they are so effective. The videos/audios are both on the desktop and in the mobile app. Let me know if you want me to add you to the mobile app.